Chapter 6. The Ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. The Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do with the Ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it to its place." They said, "If you are going to send away the Ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then they said, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They said, 5 golden tumors, and 5 golden mice, for the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all, and on your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your tumors, and images of your mice that ravage the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Why then do you harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had worked wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore take and prepare yourselves a new cart, and 2 milk cows, on which there has come no yoke, and tie the cows to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the Ark of the Lord, and lay it on the cart, and put the figures of gold, which you return him for a trespass offering, in a box by its side, and send it away, that it may go. And watch, if it goes up by the way of its own territory to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil, but if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that struck us, it was a chance that happened to us." The men did so, and took 2 milk cows, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home, and they put the Ark of the Lord on the cart, and the box with the mice of gold and the images of their tumors. The cows took the straight way by the way to Beth Shemesh, they went along the highway, mooing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines followed them to the territory of Beth Shemesh. And those of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. The cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they split the wood of the cart, and offered up the cows for a burnt offering to the Lord. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the chest that was with it, in which the articles of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day to the Lord. When the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. "These are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering to the Lord, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ashkelon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1, and the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both of fortified cities and of country villages, even to the great stone, whereon they set down the Ark of the Lord." That stone remains to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. But the sons of Jeconiah did not rejoice with the people of Beth Shemesh when they saw the Ark of the Lord. So he struck 70 men of them, and the people mourned, because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy thing, and to whom should he go up from us?" They sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath-Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought back the Ark of the Lord, come down, and bring it up to yourselves." Chapter 7. The men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took up the Ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the Ark of the Lord. It happened, from the day that the ark stayed in Kiriath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.